Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, I have not heard this. You have not heard this. No one has actually heard this. This is a world premiere. Our very own Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, got the opportunity to sit down and talk to John Sherman. This is a 16-minute conversation between Josh Vernier and John Sherman, the owner and CEO of the Kansas City Royals. Their conversation starts with how the owner feels about the Royals heading into the final 2 months of the season.
I like the momentum we've put together in here in July. I think obviously was concerned about pitchers dropping like flies. I think a couple of them are coming back internally, but we also, I think, solved that rotation challenge yesterday. You know, it's I don't know exactly what the plan is, but, you know, three major league pitchers with years of control, we got a full rotation again. And so that's as it relates to the next few months here. But if you think about as we enter the off season and think about next year, I mean, we're deep again, and it's important, right? Starting pitching. When I was in Cleveland, Frank Cohn always used to say, if you have a lot of good pitching, get some more, and you can never have enough. And I think I kind of felt personally, you know, earlier in the year with our rotation healthy and, you know, Alec Marsh maybe getting healthy and Kyle Wright, you know, doing this, and I almost felt like we had an embarrassment of riches, but, you know, you never do, right? And so I really feel good about giving us a chance to do something special here in the next 2 months. We'll see what happens. But I feel really good about what we did for ourselves for the future as well.
2 months away from, you know, the calendar flipping to October, how difficult does the path to the postseason look for the boys in blue?
Well, I think it's always difficult. You know, you know, but people say all you got to do is, you know, snap off 10 in a row or something like that. But that's, I don't think that's how you get, if that happens, that's great. But I think you get back in it and start chasing it like we've done here the last three series. All right. We've won three series in a row. I'm still, usually I put these games behind me real fast, but I still see that Stowers walk off in Miami. I think it should have been 4 in a row. But I think that's how we get back in this. We chip away. We play consistently. Our pitching's, you know, keeping us in the games again, and we'll see what happens.
Speaking of that, a walk-off, a disappointing loss here and there, have you had doubt with this team this season? Has anyone had to fire you up at some point to stay in the fight?
Look, I listened to you on the way home, so it's a – when we lose a game, you know, it always hurts, right? It always hurts. But you don't have any choice in this game, you know, the next day to bounce back, right? And so I think I wouldn't say I've had doubts. I have, you know, it's been one of those years. I think with what we accomplished last year, historic turnaround and got in the postseason and had some success. You know, I think we all had higher expectations of ourselves. And so I do feel like we haven't met those expectations. Look, we're still in this, and, you know, we can talk more about that. I mean, when I say we, I mean the team. We'll talk more about that when the season's over. I think right now it's heads down, and let's see if we can do something special for our fans. But I wouldn't say what was the term you used?
Stay in the fight, a doubt.
But doubt, I mean, you know, well, this is a tough business, right? It humbles you, and it sobers you up when you think, and, you know, there's some parts of our game, you know, we haven't performed as well as we had in the past, and I think everybody feels that. We expect more of ourselves. So I think that's where the focus is now, right? We got, what do we have, 53 games left? Let's see what we can make happen from here to the finish line, and, you know, hopefully we can push into October.
You mentioned that,
but that's up to these guys, right? I don't miss a game out here unless there's a major conflict. And you know, the owner can help on days like yesterday. Although I didn't really need to help, right? Because it was from a resource standpoint, it was a relatively neutral day, right? So, but I can help when we talk about what we're going to do with Seth Lugo. But on a day-to-day basis, there's not much I can do except be a fan out here and enjoy watching these guys.
Speaking of Seth Lugo, I'm curious, what do you hope that extension says to the fan base?
Well, I hope it, you know, what I hope it did, well, I kind of think about what it did for the team, right? I think when you think about a talent like that, and, you know, if we couldn't have signed him, you know, JJ has to evaluate seeing what we could get for him, right? But we'd been talking about that, and we thought, what else could we do for our team than take a guy that was a runner-up last year in the Cy Young? He's pitching well again. He's a leader in the clubhouse. He sets a great example. He means a lot to our fans. He's a stopper, you know, when we need an outing. He steps up and does it. What could we possibly do that would be more important than that for our team right now? So I hope that's the message. And this is about building this thing for the long haul too. I mean, I guess that's the other thing, right? This, you know, we could have helped our team. You know, if we traded him, I'm sure we would have helped our team, but it probably would have been with some prospects or maybe something else packaged up. But I don't think it would have been as good as making sure we got this guy around here for the next couple of years, if not maybe another year after that.
Talking about Lugo's deal, Waka's deal, even Bobby's deal, it reflects really well on you and your ownership group. It also runs counter to what other small market clubs often find themselves doing. Is that just reflective of you and your ownership group being more competitive?
You know, it's I don't know. It's hard to put a fence. We want to compete, but we want to do this. We want to do something special for fans. I think we'd love to compete. We'd love to put a great team on the field, but this business is really about putting a good product on the field, right? And exciting the fans, whether it's in stadium, whether it's, you know, listening to it, whether it's watching it, whether it's connecting it on their phone, whatever it is. That's where there's a lot of other things that go into this business, that's where it all starts. And I think, you know, we talked early on, and JJ's been great. He understands it's to have sustained success. It's not easy. We're finding out right now, right? And we talked for a minute about the big turnaround and making the postseason and having some success. We're experiencing how hard it is to get back, right? But that's the great thing, I think, about this game. You get feedback, this business. You get feedback every day, right? There's not too many businesses where you get this. You're going out and you're competing against the best people in the world at what they do, and you find out, you've got a lot of feedback as to where you are. So it's a constant reminder of what you got to do to get better. But it's also a business where, you know, we talk about sustained success, but it's continuous improvement, right? It's all about like yesterday, this whole business is about evaluating and selecting talent, making the most of that, developing that talent, and then getting the most out of that talent, whether they become a major league player out here or whether you utilize that talent to make your team better via trade. And we saw some of that yesterday. In fact, I'm rambling here a little bit, but Freddie, that's a guy that everybody loves. I mean, not just for what he does, the weight, but, you know, at the end of the day, this is a great opportunity for Freddie. He has worked hard. He's earned the opportunity to be the number one guy for a team that's going to be competing for a playoff spot. And then we get, you know, because he did that, we get two starting pitchers with years of control. It's pretty remarkable.
And I think he left an impact. I think Freddie's legacy inside that clubhouse, whether it's in spring training or here.
No doubt. Yeah. You know, even off the field, you know, he's one of the guys that is a classroom champion in the public schools. He, in our Royals Literacy League, he goes into the classroom and inspires kids. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. I can't have a favorite player. You know, when I get to who's your favorite player, I say I love them all. But I will tell you that I think everybody thinks Freddie was a special guy and is a special guy, and not just a player, but a great human being.
Yeah, no question. You mentioned earlier about the pitching depth that this team's going to have in the offseason, and I think many people can take that and wonder, you know, the organization will hold a lot of cards this offseason in avenues to possibly improve the team. But with those contracts that I mentioned, Waka, Lugo, Bobby, you also have a lot of guys hitting arbitration next season for the first time.
Right.
Will the aggressiveness in free agency that we've seen over the past two seasons, can that continue? Is it proper for that to continue?
Well, it can't go unfettered or unchecked, right? We have to have discipline, right? There is a – but we're willing to – when you talk about this ownership team being more competitive, I think the other thing I think about this ownership group is we're all local. You know, when I say not everybody lives here, but they're all either grew up here, have a connection to Kansas City. And I think when you have local ownership, that group's going to be more willing to stretch than somebody that's kind of a, again, it's not required, but I think Major League Baseball likes it when we have local ownership, because you're going to be willing to stretch. But to answer your question, you have to manage the business, right? We're willing to be aggressive. We can't, we're not going to spend like the Mets or the Yankees or the Dodgers, but I think there's within that framework, we can be competitive, and we want to be smart about, this. You have to have a mix of young players and veterans, and I think right now I like what we have, but we'll have to manage that as time goes on. Now you think about the pitching that we just, Waka and Lugo are on, but that's a pretty cost-effective rotation if you really think about it, with a lot of young guys. You know, Bubich is in arbitration, obviously, and Cole, we did that deal with him. But these other guys are pre-arb, and I think Falter, he'll be first year arbitration next year. So these are manageable. But those are things we'll have to look in the offseason. You know, JJ may have some ideas about utilizing that, I almost hesitate to say, excess capacity, because there is no excess capacity in pitching. But I do think last year, with feeling Chris's coming back and his, we were able to trade Brady Singer at a point in time that made sense for us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We mentioned Freddie. I want to ask about a couple of other Venezuelans, beginning with Mike Hell. One of only eight big leaguers right now hitting, qualified big leaguers hitting better than 300.
Yeah.
It's amazing that that's it. It's only eight guys in the big
leagues. Right,
it
is amazing.
300, but
it is amazing.
One of them's a Royal.
It is amazing.
What do you think this 25-year-old could turn into?
Oh, I think it's very exciting what he's doing this year. You know, I don't know. He didn't play winter ball last year. I think last year it was a long season. When you play winter ball and then come up here, not a lot of major leaguers do that, but he certainly showed up great. I know he made some changes in his approach, and it's paying off. And, you know, every time you think, okay, he'll come back down to earth or slow down, he comes out here and gets, like the other night against the Braves, he got three or four hits that one night.
He put on a show for his cousin.
Yeah, there you go. No,
that
he was
fun to watch.
He was. He had a good series for sure. But no, he's a great, really important part of our team, and certainly want him to be around here for a while as well.
Speaking of that, Salvador Perez could become a free agent this offseason. You know, you'll handle that when you handle that. But how does that even hit the ears? The idea of Salvi being a free agent.
No, he's the heart and soul of our team. You know, we have a club option here. I know JJ's wants him to be here. I know there's been some discussions. You know, right now I think heads down on doing what we need to do, but we'll have some things to talk about as soon as the season's over.
You mentioned earlier, though.
When I say we, JJ, that's JJ's job, but he knows how much we value Salvi.
You mentioned the constant feedback you're receiving, not only outside of Kauffman Stadium, but I see you conversing with the fans all the time inside Kauffman Stadium. What are you hearing right now from your fan base?
You know, most of what I hear from the fan base is gratitude. You know, every once in a while I'll hear somebody mumble sell the team when they walk by me. But that's a minority. That's probably mired in something else. But in reality, it's really more about gratitude. I think people feel like we're not where we expected to be right now, but we're in it, right? And I think that's we talk a lot about if we could play important baseball and baseball that matters in August and September every year. That creates opportunity. It creates hope for our fans. So that's what I primarily hear. Every once in a while, I mean, right now they'll ask about the stadium, you know, and that's certainly something that I think at this point it's more about wanting that decision to be made. So everybody, it's just something on people's mind, and that's I would just say about that. We feel like we've got a really good process going on that, but I would just say at the end of the day, the objective of that process is to make sure that the Kansas City Royals and Major League Baseball stay in Kansas City for the next 50 years. And, you know, that is really, when I think about our legacy, that is really fulfilling Mr. Kauffman's promise to Kansas City when he brought the team back here. And I've always felt like that responsibility was passed on to me by the Glass family, and it's something I take very seriously. So that's really the objective of that process. And I think at some point, that's where we're going to get to, and we'll make a decision, and we'll know what our future holds, and that'll be a great time to press on and quit having to answer that question. Yeah. But it's really about, at the end of the day, again, if we can win for these fans, that's what's most important, and give them a great experience out here at the ballpark.
Yeah, you mentioned we can be done with that question about the stadium. I'm with you, especially on post game when I get the. Oh, they're only spending money for the new stadium. Like, who cares why they're spending money? Just be happy.
Oh, you mean that we're trying to win for the new stadium? Yeah.
Only for the new stadium.
Yeah, that's not the deal. We're trying to win because we want to win, and we want to do it for our fans.
That was John Sherman. He sat down with our Royals insider, Josh Verner. If you missed any part of it, be sure to check out the podcast page.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.